Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm the tired one.
I'm
the one that should be frustrated.
Do you have a 1-year-old at home?
Worse. I have a 12-year-old at home.
Ooh, let's do this. All right. Competition, who's the most tired?
Okay. I'll be the judge. I went to bed at 9 o'clock
last night.
You're
not judging.
Yeah, I'm gonna judge it.
No, he should judge because he's the least tired.
I'm the least tired.
We already rule him out. Ooh, a tired off. The first annual Melissa and Austin tired off.
All right. So real quick, first question. When did you go to bed last night?
Last night or most nights?
Last night. We're judging this based on who's most tired right now. Last night, when did you go to bed?
10 o'clock.
All right. When did you go to bed?
11.
Okay. Did you, Austin, wake up at all in the middle of the night? Did you wake up at all in the middle of the night?
I did not.
Did not. Okay. So did you go to sleep at 10, or did you just get into bed?
I got into bed around 9:50, fell asleep by 10.
Okay. Melissa, were you asleep by 11 or in bed by 11?
I was in bed at 10. I was still awake at 11 when I took 2 melatonin to try to fall asleep and maybe fell asleep 20 minutes later, so closer to 11:30.
Okay.
Well, wait, the melatonin might be why you're so tired.
Yeah, you need to get like a solid. I do melatonin that night,
but you get like 8 hours, right?
I don't get 8 hours
or 7 hours.
That's why I try to go to bed at.
You
like
need
nine.
At least 7 hours of sleep with melatonin.
Is that why I'm tired?
So maybe Austin's more tired, but you're more drowsy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I think you're right though.
That's why I don't. I won't take NyQuil. I only take DayQuil when I'm stuffy. I only take DayQuil because I won't take NyQuil because I know I don't get enough sleep to take NyQuil.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I get weary of taking NyQuil. I still do it, but I get weary.
I get scared.
So wouldn't you just go to bed earlier taking NyQuil? NyQuil and going to bed at like 8 or something.
Well, yeah,
like
you
that?
Would think, but you know me. I never go to bed early.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't.
I can't. It's not physically possible, I don't think, for me to go to bed early. Even like the last 2 nights, I was trying to go to bed at 9.
How much money do you think you'd have to be paid in order to go to bed, like at a reasonable time?
What's reasonable?
Like if I said to you, Mitch Rosen from The Score just staring
Mitch Rosen,
Austin down.
Mitch Rosen just stops anything that he's doing to give me, Mitch, come in here. Mitch, come in
heckling.
Here. He's got a crush on you.
He's heckling.
Mitch, come here real quick. Can you hop on a mic?
Can I take yours?
Yeah, you can take mine. That's fine. So, Mitch, every single day you come in and you terrorize me. I'm a Tennessee.
Melissa, is this okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine with it. Whatever
this
you
is.
Do.
I'm a Tennessee Titans fan, and obviously they have.
Is there a football team in Nashville?
Yes.
Is there a football team professional?
Yes, there's a professional football team. Started in 1999. Mm-hmm. They went on a 7-game losing streak and missed the playoffs.
How many?
7, mm-hmm. Mitch. Mm-hmm. And every day, Mitch reminds me of that and just rubs it in my face every single day.
Right. 7.
7. And when I try and, you know, make fun of him, like, I don't try and make fun of the Bears because I like the Bears and I want the Bears to win. But when I try and poke fun back at him, he's like, oh, I'm not a Bears fan.
7?
Yes, 7. And I'm like, Mitch, you're the program director for 670 The Score. How are you not, like, you have to have some sports affiliation.
7.
Okay, I
7 is a magical number.
Yeah, wait, what? Yeah, wait, what station does he work for?
670 The Score.
What was that second number?
7. I hate you guys. This is,
and this is why we love Mitch.
This is, no, why you guys love
See
Mitch?
You, Adam.
Call me Adam.
Boom roasted.
Oh man, man. Anyway, I don't even remember where we were.
Drowsiness, NyQuil.
Drowsiness, tired. I'm tired of Mitch. That's for sure.
Oh, hey,
hey, Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yo.
I don't take NyQuil. I remember saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how bad you think you perform when you're tired.
Oh, I can fake it.
You don't think that you perform badly if you're tired?
I think I maybe have a few more hiccups, but I don't think I'm off my game. I think I'm like just prone to, I think my body's just trained to go off of little sleeps.
Really?
I can get that.
I can go like 2 or 3 days and still perform, but by the time I hit 4, my brain stops working.
So, are you always working on 4 days?
Hey!
Oh!
Hey!
That was a joke about your brain not ever working.
Actually, I had a question for you, Austin, about sleep.
Yeah.
Because on your journal every week that we submit, recapping our weekends,
you
say, Mayor, let me sleep in. What is sleeping in for you?
I mean, I could, if I did not work this job, I could sleep in until probably 10 or 11 every day. I don't like to.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to be up at a normal hour, but if allowed, I could sleep till 10, 11, maybe kiss noon.
Okay.
Is that going to bed at 11?
I could go to bed at 11 and sleep until 11. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
I
a good
could
day.
Sleep 12 hours.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
How late would you sleep
but
in,
But I would
Kyle?
Never go to bed at 11 on a weekend. I would stay
How
up late.
How late do I sleep in?
Or would you? If you could just sleep in. Just
well, I mean, I have the privilege of not having a child.
So that is true.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, what's
me.
That like?
Oh, it's magical, dude. So I
he went to a trivia night the other night. That's how magical it is.
I know.
Remember the last trivia night you went to, Melissa?
No.
Neither do I.
It was 80s themed because it was in the 80s.
It was 80s themed, yeah. No, back then it was just themed.
The answers were all about the current president, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. There was one category just about Flock of Seagulls. It's like, man.
Oh, my God.
Which up-and-coming group features George Michael? Yeah.
This kind of
Rest
car
in peace.
Is long. A stretch limousine. I don't know why. I don't even know if that's in 80s.
That's funny that they don't make those really anymore.
Stretch limos?
Yeah, you don't really see those anymore.
No,
I actually take one into work every day.
That'd be fun. You're like
that was
Ricky
in my
Rick.
Contract.
That's cool. That would be cool.
That would be a dope contract.
Right?
Stretch limo every day.
But that's like, but you get paid like $15,000 a year. Like, that's your salary.
Haley's like, Kyle, we'd be making so much more money if you did. Haley, I can't have this stretch limousine argument again. We're doing it.
Do you want me to tell Julio that he's out of a job?
I don't touch the champagne. I could, though, but I don't touch it.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ow! But I could sleep probably, too. I mean, on the weekends, I usually sleep. Earliest I wake up is 8:30, but if we're being super lazy, it'll be until like 10.
That's pretty good.
I remember in high school, I slept over at a buddy's place and we woke up at like 11-ish and his dad was like, day's wasted on you guys. And I was like, dude, am I really ever going to feel bad about sleeping in? And I actually recently I slept till like 10:30 and kind of felt bad because I had to get stuff done beforehand. So...
I don't feel bad.
Really?
No.
I wish this was like a video podcast as well, just so you could see the posture that Melissa has right now.
Imagine being comfortable and times it by 17.
Melissa leaned back in her chair, tilted back. She has the mic stand adjusted to where it can reach her mouth in this state of a coma, I guess. I don't know. Like, what?
Imagine if they did Weekend at Bernie's now, and for some reason they did like a podcast in the movie. That's what Melissa's doing.
Melissa is Bernie right now. She's doing the Bernie.
If I literally just put a hat on Melissa's head and covered part of her eyes, you'd think she's sleeping.
If you rewind this podcast, you'll be able to hear Melissa yawn not once, not twice, but three times this. Oh, four.
Oh, now, there's a four banger, huh?
So why are you calling me out?
Melissa's like, my favorite Beatles. Why are we calling you out?
Publicly.
Well, you're leaned back. Lean back in the chair.
2 minutes ago, I noticed this posture. I took 7 photos that we probably will post on social media.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Melissa,
you better not.
Including one photo where she is in the middle of a yawn.
I took one too, if you want an alternate angle.
Oh, nice. We'll double them up. Who looks more tired, Melissa or Melissa?
You better edit them to make me look thin.
Melissa's Melissa's favorite Beatles song? I'm so tired.
Melissa's least favorite Dan and Shay song?
I should probably go to bed. Yeah.
Is that really a Beatles song?
Yeah. I'm so tired. We'll probably get sued for this because it's, you know, rights. But yeah. And this sounds exactly like the song.
Oh my gosh. Is that
I
Paul?
Slept a week.
I didn't know John Lennon and George were back alive.
That's now the fifth yawn.
Stop calling me out.
Melissa yawn.
Melissa and Constan.
Look, boys.
What? Melissa and Constan yawns.
The floor is yours. You guys just take this podcast and run.
I think that's what we've had to do. We've been kind of forced into this situation.
Listen, guys, I'm going to shut up for a minute so you guys can talk.
Guys, you know what? I'm going to lean back in my chair. Close my eyelids for a little bit and let you guys take the rest of the podcast. I'm pretty sure we've been taking the front of the podcast. Because we've been forced to. Because there's one member of the podcast crew right now that is just leaned back in their chair, just you know what, guys?
You said three things. And it's one of them was by Mitch.
Yeah,
that by was 20
Mitch.
Minutes ago.
Right.
You guys are so funny.
Just I'm so tired, you guys.
What's going to happen more? More words said by Melissa or more yawns?
I think yawns. Yawns is leading right
yawns
now.
Yawns is, yeah.
Guys, you just don't get it.
I'm so tired. Just wait till your kid grows up.
Wait till my kid. I'm in the worst phase of life when it comes to a kid.
No, you're not. You're in the cute phase. And you've got somebody else at home.
Oh my God. I have
by myself.
Okay. That is fair. I'll give you that.
It is
here
fair.
Here come
fair.
The waterworks. So can somebody actually edit in that like little tiny violin sound? Water.
Shut up. I really hate you both. I hate you guys actually today more than I've ever hated you before.
I just wish your body language would show that. I wish you guys could see it. It's like she's...
You at US 99 like mornings, please go to our Instagram and check it out because we have to post the
photo. If I had to describe Melissa's body state right now, it's like a doctor came in right before the podcast and shot her up with like a nerve tranquilizer. And to where like the rest of her body, she can't move.
Come on.
She's tilted back. And she's just looking up at the ceiling. She can't even make eye contact with us right now, I don't think.
You know in like cartoons when like the character gets so embarrassed they slink out of their chair?
Yeah.
It's like that's the beginning of what Melissa has started here.
Do you remember the old anti-weed PSA with the woman deflated on the couch?
Yes.
That is Melissa.
Oh my gosh.
Who wore it better?
Who
or the weed girl?
Are you gonna do side by side?
I'm definitely doing a side by side.
Yes. I've never heard a comparison better.
This is
holy crap.
You know what?
Did you smoke weed before this podcast, Melissa? Because I've been told that's what
I got a PSA to show you that's going to help avoid this next time.
That's what weed does to you.
Hey, let's talk about how rude you guys are and mean. Let's change the subject. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, Melissa, why don't you take the ball and run on this one?
Yeah, you go ahead. You know what? We're going to sit back. You take the rest of the podcast.
You do it.
All right?
My mic's further away.
Yeah, I'm moving my mic away from me.
Okay. The end. I'm not kidding. The end.
Melissa. Melissa.
I love that Austin every week, and he says this on air, off air, on the podcast, off the podcast, anytime you talk to him. Favorite part about his job is the podcast.
I do love this podcast.
And I just love Melissa today being like,
so checked
no
out.
No more. Melissa's... I don't want you to do this anymore.
I'm tired, you guys.
I'm tired.
Imagine if Melissa was like one of the bridge operators in Chicago. You know, I'm just tired today. Yeah, but the sailboats are coming in at noon.
Can't they come in any earlier?
Yeah, and there's a huge cargo ship coming through. We got to raise the
bridge. Well, I got a car go to bed.
Yeah, but I'm just like tired, you guys. I didn't get much sleep last night. Melissa.
We work at a port. My son Porter is keeping me up at night.
If Melissa was a truck driver, which we love our truck drivers.
Love our
truck drivers. So many truck drivers listen to our show, and we love every single one of them. If Melissa was a truck driver, none of her shipments would get delivered because she'd be at the rest stops sleeping.
Have you ever done that?
They're called rest stops. What am I supposed to do?
They're not called go stops.
Have you ever slept at those before?
I've taken naps there, yeah.
Have you ever taken a nap there?
Nope.
Oh, I have. I'm scared to.
Isn't that
But
where,
I do it.
Isn't that how Michael Jordan's dad died?
No, he pulled over on the side of the road.
Was he sleeping in his car? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a rest stop, though?
It was not a rest. I mean, he made it a rest stop.
Did somebody hit his car?
No. People tried to steal his car and...
Yeah, killed him.
Killed him.
Sad. Very sad.
I should have known that, but I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, this is
He's only the greatest living basketball player ever.
Wow, what a surprise. Melissa brought the mood down.
Yeah. What? Wait, I'm not the one that brought up Michael
At least
Jordan's
the mood
dad?
Isn't as far down as her chair is right now.
Or as low as my eyelids right now.
It really is. You're like, when I like put Kennedy to sleep after her bottle, like that's what I just watch her eyelids get heavy and like, that, I'm watching that with Melissa right now. I can't tell if she's looking at me or she's asleep.
I know, me neither.
What's the first thing that happens to you when you start to feel tired? Is it like you yawn?
I certainly don't podcast.
You get dark. You get dark circles under your eyes. Your eyes droop. Like, what's the first thing
I think
thing
I start fading. I think I start fading. I'm just like, my eyes. Out. Yeah.
I
like
start
I'm...
telling my coworkers about it.
No.
You know what? I can't do you two today.
You can't do us two?
I can't do you two.
Oh, well, color me shocked. I could have
assumed. Can't color anything. Her eyes are closed.
I could have assumed you could have done anything today.
I'm so tired. Can you tell me where the beds are at Target?
Are you coming to Target with us?
But there's beds.
Yeah,
we'll leave you in the home goods section. We'll pick you
we'll
up.
We'll come back for you.
Nope.
That would be great. We leave her there. She falls asleep. We call the cops.
Oh, that's what we would do.
Ultimate prank.
Great. It was a goof.
It was a goof.
You guys are idiots.
All right, Melissa, just tell us one story and we'll go.
Yeah, you got to tell us a good story.
About what?
Anything. You're choosing. Dealer's choice.
This is how the podcast ends, so it has to be a good...
It's got
to
be a good story.
And it can't be just like a...
Yeah, once upon a time, the end. Oh, all right, let's end it.
We need a good story.
Come on.
I need a good story.
People tune in for you.
Yeah. No, shut up. They absolutely do
that's
not.
That's such a BS answer.
Our podcasts get more hits when I put Melissa in the title.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not kidding.
That's not a joke.
Oh, you're so full of it.
Today's episode title, Melissa's this
is
tired.
This is trying to get, just to get me to tell a story.
Sleepless in the studio.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're out.
No.
No, story.
Story time.
Man, this podcast is too long.
It's actually one of our shorter ones.
Yeah, it's actually not that long right now.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
There was a girl named Melissa.
I like where this is going.
who had little locks of blonde hair.
Okay. I think it's brown hair to most. It's
getting
but okay.
a little weird.
I was blonde when I was little, Kyle.
Hey, it's her story.
Oh, yeah. It's her story.
Who grew up to be, you know, a girl that liked to have a good time.
Sure. Seems like it.
So she turned 18 and her mom loved to go to Vegas.
Ooh.
I like where this is
she
going.
She loved going to Vegas.
Okay.
So she said, Melissa, you can bring a friend to Vegas with you because we're taking a trip and we want you to come.
Wow.
Bring a friend.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
And I said, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. So I asked my friend Elena.
Okay.
Elena comes to Vegas with me. Now my parents want their own hotel room for obvious reasons.
Classic.
So we
to
have,
make you a sister.
Yeah. So the hotel rooms are not like adjoining by a door, but they are right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, we'll meet you back here at 10 o'clock tonight. Well, Melissa doesn't show up at 10 o'clock. Melissa's 18 and goes to the male nudie show in Vegas.
At 18? Are you allowed to?
Melissa lied about her age.
Did no one
the
check
male
your ID?
Nudie show. I like that she called it the male nudie show.
I also like
show.
The idea of her walking up. I would like to see one male nudie show. Yes. I thought, hey, you look a little young. How
no,
are
I'm
you?
I'm certainly 21.
I'm 21.
What
well,
Melissa
that checks out, lady.
Melissa was on Elena's shoulders in a giant trench coat.
So Elena and Melissa get into Thunder Down Under.
No joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Melissa had a really good time because one of the Thunder Down Under Australian boys was really flirty with her and took a napkin. This has become a teeny bit X-rated. I gave him, like, he was dancing in front of me, and I gave him, like, you know, a $10 tip, and he took a napkin, and he folded it, and he folded it, and then he turned it, and then he folded it, and then he flipped it, and then he folded it, and then he handed it to me, and do you know what it was?
What?
It was in the shape of a...
Oh, man. My God.
Guy has a gift.
That was as a thank you for the 10 bucks.
Do you still have it?
I do.
No, you don't.
Shut up.
I do.
From when you were 18?
Yep.
Melissa.
Can you bring it into work?
Yeah, can you bring it in?
Well, it can, but I can show you guys, but I'm sure we get in trouble. We can't post it.
Well, yeah, no, we won't.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, I don't think we need to post. I think everyone knows what it would look like.
The end.
That is, something tells me that that wasn't made up on the spot. That was a real life story.
Ooh. That's a real life story.
Wait a minute.
Melissa?
Like Melissa from Melissa and Austin?
Here, I thought it was just a coincidence.
I thought it was a coincidence. But you have a friend named Elena you've mentioned before.
We've done so many of these show after the show podcasts, and this is the first I'm hearing of this story on or off air.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why? Second of all, I've always wondered, when you go to those like Magic Mike type shows, because I will never go.
You should try it once to say you've been there.
No. I've been in way too many football locker rooms. I think I've seen my fair share.
I've seen enough.
I want you, like, do they legitimately take their... like undies off? Like, do they get full bare naked?
Good question.
Thank you.
I don't think they're supposed to.
But sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do.
Did they, like, at the one you went to?
Yep.
You saw a male member?
I did.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that your, was that your first time seeing a male member?
No, I'd seen him before. I'd seen pictures.
Wow, Melissa. Racy Melissa. Seen pictures, yeah.
18 years old at Thunder Down Under.
Were your parents mad that you didn't make it home by curfew?
Oh, yeah.
Did they know where you were?
Nope.
Did they listen to this podcast?
Now I'm going to get grounded.
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.